This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here on KNZA tonight, the 12th annual Thunder Classic, rounding out the quarterfinals here today in Seneca. If you are just joining us, alongside Paige Mueller, Captain Kirk Hillman, in studio, Brandon Tabman with you as well. Our first game of the day saw a boys' first-round contest, which saw Hiawatha defeat Troy 64-41. So the boys' quarterfinals are done and complete. The semifinals set for Thursday will feature St. Mary's against Hiawatha and Nemaha Central against 4A top-ranked Rock Creek. Those times are yet to be determined. On the girls' side, it's our final quarterfinal game here tonight. We get Nemaha Central and Jackson Heights with the tip-off just moments away. Hiawatha, our last broadcast on the girls' side. They moved to 12-0 on the season. They dominate St. Mary's in the second half, 65-40 that final. So Hiawatha awaits the winner of Nemaha Central and Jackson Heights. The other two games on the top side of the bracket, Rock Creek defeated Holton, 77-33. Rock Creek, top 10 team in 4A. They'll get Troy in the second round, who just knocked off Marysville in the secondary gym just a moment ago. Get alongside Paige, Kurt, Brandon with you. It's Nemaha Central and Jackson Heights. Intriguing matchup with the Big East and the Northeast Kansas League here to wrap things up here tonight. Our triple dip on a KNZA. Well, let's get you the starting lineups for these two teams. Nemaha will be the home team on the scoreboard. Jackson Heights, the road team, in the green, top to bottoms, with Jackson Heights up front, white numerals and lettering trimmed in gold. Nemaha Central, the home white uniforms, purple numerals and lettering. They are trimmed out in the light blue. Jackson Heights, under head coach Madison Massey, they enter with a record of 5-6 on the season. Now, they started 5-1, but they have lost five straight games since. Their last win, you got to go back before the holiday break, December 18th at McLeod. Most recently, last Thursday, they lost to Riverside in a non-league game. That final was 45-28. So Jackson Heights under Madison Massey will start this way here tonight. Brent Shoup, a 5'7 senior, at just south of 9 points per game. Emma Sides, a 5'4 senior guard, 2.3 points and 3.8 rebounds a game. Nicole Lammon, an impressive sophomore forward, the 5'9 sophomore forward, averaging just shy of 10 points and 6 rebounds a game. Jennifer Melly is a 5'8 junior at 4 points and 4 rebounds a game. And second team all-league last season, a 5'8 senior forward, Chesney Cochran, leading scorer at 12 points and nearly 6 rebounds a game. So again, for head coach Madison Massey and the 5-6 Jackson Heights Cobras, it is Shoup, Heights, Ammon, Mellies, and Cochran. Haddon Hilchin, 16th season leading Nemaha Central, this Lady Thunder team, and Coach Hilchin has 284 career wins. Nemaha, they have won 7 straight games since a 2-3 start. They enter tonight at 9-3 overall. Jade Mackey, a 5'7 senior, in the backcourt at 1.2 rebounds a game. Kennedy McKee, a 5'7 sophomore, at 8 points per game. Emma Hermish, the leading scorer, 5'9 junior, 13.2 points per game. Bailey Snyder is a 5'9 sophomore, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds a game. And Caroline Nordis, the 5'10 junior, 5 points and 4 rebounds a game. So again, for the Nemaha Central girls, Mackey, McKee, Hermish, Snyder, and Nordis. The opening tip-off is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way, with help from Rainbow.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
There's nothing like a new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton, here to remind you that you can bring your ideas in to any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, We are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Alongside Paige Mueller and Kirk Hillman, Brandon Temin here on KNZA. It's our final game of the triple header here in the first round of the Thunder Classic in Seneca. And the girls wrapping things up with this final quarterfinal game. It is the host, Nemaha Central Thunder, and the Jackson Heights Cobras. And here we go on KNZA. Mackie, McKee, Hermish, Schneider, and Nordis for the Thunder. Shoop, Sides, Ammon, Mellies, Cochran for the Jackson Heights Cobras. First possession of the night going to Nemaha Central. Zone defense to start. Here is a Snyder right side three. Hits high off the rim. Second chance not there off the rebound. And a foul going to be called on Jackson Heights. That offensive rebound pulled in by Caroline Nordis. And they're going to say it's on the shot. Free throws coming for Nemaha Central. As Emma Sides picks up the first foul of the contest. Here is junior Caroline Nordis. Got the soft touch over the front rim. Makes the first free throw and our first point. For Caroline Nordis, Nemaha Central out to a 1-0 lead. And a 2-for-2 stint to start. Good start there for Caroline Nordis, averaging 5 points, 4 rebounds a game. And Nemaha Central a 2-0 start, 25 seconds into tonight's tilt. Winner gets undefeated and number 5-ranked Hiawatha in the semifinals on Thursday. The other semifinal will be Rock Creek and Troy. Down low, inside, on the block, and off the window is Nicole Ammon for two. So Jackson Heights right back up the floor. They tie it at 2-2 at 7:16 to go in the first. Both teams productive on their opening possession here tonight. This Thunder team is in a very tight top of the race in the Big East League standings. Of course, we're out of league play here this week. But the Thunder have won 7 consecutive games since a 2-3 start. And a right side three, and that was deep range, Kennedy McKee. Hits it at 27% from downtown, make it 15 of 53 on the year from behind the arc for the 5'7 sophomore in the Thunder out to a 5-2 lead, and Jackson Heights a turnover at midcourt. Nicole Ammon couldn't quite handle the pass, and Nemaha Central getting it back with a 3-point advantage early in this game. Well, kind of opposites, mentioning the Thunder coming in 7 straight wins. Jackson Heights, they started 5-1, but since then they have lost 5 consecutive games. Thunder a 3-point lead early. Here's Hermish, a long two from the right corner, and the shooter's touch comes to play. Just nestled softly through the nylon. Hermish, so 3 possessions and 3 productive possessions for Nemaha Central in a 7-2 lead, and Snyder a steal at midcourt, and she'll take it all the way, but she missed the wide-open layup and a rebound for Chesney Cochran. Now Cochran blasted down at midcourt. Snyder helping her up. It will be Bailey Snyder. And that is the true definition of a frustration foul because Snyder just got a steal, had nobody around for a transition layup. She missed it, then came back with a little aggression, fouling Chesney Cochran right at midcourt. So 7-2 our score. Nemaha Central in front about 2 minutes into the game. They're forcing a trap at midcourt, and they're going to say over and back a turnover Jackson Heights. Shoop did not get across midcourt after Cochran was across midcourt and then threw that pass beyond the line. Second turnover for Jackson Heights. 3 possessions, 3 productive possessions here to start for NC. They lead it 7-2. Here's McKee up top. Snyder left corner. Now Mackey back to McKee. Dribbling right on the wing. Picks it up there. Lofting a pass back between the rings out high to Jade Mackey. Here's Nordis. Right side. McKee a 3. Not there. Fighting for the rebound. It's pulled in by Shoop, but then she lost the handle and Nemaha Central gets it right back. Now a whistle and a stoppage of play, and it's due to an injury. Brent Shoop is down. That is not what Jackson Heights needed to see. She is struggling to get to the sideline. Appears to be maybe a left ankle. Brent Shoup, first team all league last year in the Northeast Kansas League, and you can argue the best player for Jackson Heights, maybe outside of Chesney Cochran, but Shoup out for now as Lakota Bottom is checked in for. Back to the action, Nemaha Central 7-2, they lead it, 5:23 and counting first quarter. Here's Snyder, right side for three, and she is fouled on a three by Lakota Bottom, who just checked into the game. Three free throws on tap for 5'9 sophomore Bailey Snyder. It is the second team foul on the Cobras here, the first two-plus minutes of this game. Here is an impressive sophomore, Bailey Snyder, at the line. And her first free throw is up and in there. Now, Snyder this season, 6 points, nearly three rebounds a game. She hits just 38% of her free throws, hadn't taken a ton of them. She missed the second of the three here, so 1-for-2. Nemaha Central's lead is 8-2. Got 5:20 to go in this first quarter. Winner gets Hiawatha in the semifinals on Thursday. And Snyder makes the third, so she goes 2-for-3. Four players have combined for the 9 points, and Snyder is steal, gets underneath, but she gets called for a double dribble. Well, we've seen the Thunder get a couple of steals, but a couple of botched opportunities, and Snyder botching one there with the double dribble call. And now there's another steal. Boy, Jackson Heights, they can't get out of their own way. There's a missed shot again in transition, this time by McKee, and it's finally cleared away by Chesney Cochran, and the Cobras give it right back. I think Madison Massey wants a timeout. And much needed. Six early turnovers for Jackson Heights. They trail Nemaha Central 9-2, not even 3 minutes into this game. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Our timeout's on KMZA, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. So again, if you are just joining us, the 12th annual Thunder Classic wrapping up day number one. The final game in the girls' quarterfinals with Nemaha Central out to a 9-2 lead. Hiawatha defeated St. Mary's 65-40. For the Redhawks, undefeated at 12-0, awaiting the winner of this one. And then the other semifinal set for Thursday, a 4A ranked team in Rock Creek will take on Troy. Rock Creek defeating Holton earlier today. Troy getting by Marysville just a little bit ago. So again, back to the action after that much-needed Jackson Heights 30. 9-2, Thunder leading 3 minutes into the game. They work it into the front court. Here's Snyder up top, working on Cochran. Now McKee in the right corner. Hermish, no hezzy for three, and she got it from the right wing, Emma Hermish. That's her 11th made triple this season, 12-2 start here for NC. Looking for their 8th consecutive win. And now another botch pass at midcourt, Bottom hits the bottom to go get it, and then her pass goes out of bounds on the Nemaha Central side, and that is 7 turnovers and not even 4 minutes of play for Jackson Heights.
I think if you're going to compete with a team like Nemaha Central, you're going to have to communicate and control the ball better.
Well, Nemaha Central, they are thieves defensively. They average 16 steals per game. And they have racked up a few here in the first near 4 minutes. Meg Honeyman and also Liza Leager has checked in for NC. Speaking of one, missing a shot inside. Bottom the rebound. That one missed by Leager on the right block. Bottom pushing into the front court, far side. Gets it into the corner, picks up the dribble there, hounded by Honeyman. Cochran gets a touch up top, works with the dribble on the angle right. Cochran, wide open, corner three, yes. Chesney Cochran had to have it if you're Jackson Heights. Chesney hits it at 34% from behind the arc. It's 12-5, and that stops that 12-2 run. Hermish, a little sidestep move in the lane. Emma Hermish with a 7th spot here early, 14-5, Nemaha Central. Past the halfway point here in this opening quarter. And the pressure is ramped up. Cochran needs to get it beyond midcourt. Melis does so. Here's sides. Back to Cochran on the right wing. She'll fire a deep one and deliver a deep one. My goodness, Chesney Cochran, that was the definition of a heat check. And she's knocked in her last two triples. It's 14-8, Nemaha Central. 3:33, clock moving south, first quarter. Going to work inside is Snyder. She's bumped on the curl and a foul on Jackson Heights. Team foul number three on the Cobras and number two on Emma Tide. Kennedy McKee quickly back in here for NC, replacing Snyder. Brent Shoup, good to see Brent back into the game. Of course, a little bit hobbled a moment ago, but Brent is back out there. Also in Sabrina Streeter, a sophomore as well. So the Thunder have it underneath. 3:28 to go first quarter, leading Jackson Heights 14-8. This will be McKee to throw it in. 5'7 sophomore. Waiting for the play to develop. It wasn't there inside. Now Mackey up top. Left side, Leager. Leager looking for a backdoor cut on McKee. It was defended well by Shoup. She deflects that backdoor out of bounds. Still plenty of time on the shot clock here for Nemaha Central, looking for their eighth consecutive win after a 2-3 start. Here's a pull-up by Hermish. Left elbow, left it short. Rebound Sabrina Streeter and Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights down 6, working into the front court. They trail 12 too early, but are trying to battle back. And now a foul on Nemaha Central here as Streeter worked it into the front court, far sideline. They get Jade Mackey. That is the first on her. Team foul number 2 against NC. Emma Sides, the senior, to throw it in for Jackson Heights on the far side of the floor. Dumps it into Shoup, right in front of midcourt. Angles around the arc, bouncing one to Chesney Cochran, open in the corner, and that is her third three in the first quarter. Not sure why the NC defense didn't close out a little bit more heavy than that. 9 points and 3 threes for Chesney Cochran, and it's a three-point game just like that. Here's Leager, baseline left, long pass into the right corner. Mackey reversing, nobody home on the left wing, and the Thunder turn it over, and Jackson Heights, once down 10 a moment ago, get the ball back down 3, thanks to the outside shooting of senior Chesney Cochran.
Jackson Heights is kind of picking up their offensive momentum, and Nemaha Central, kind of the opposite. They've been a little bit more sloppy on the passes and need to recommunicate and figure themselves out.
Well, Jackson Heights battling here, down 3, 2:48 to go, first quarter, despite 7 turnovers. Here's Mellies into the front court, picks it up, had it knocked away. Mackey came over with a steal, ball still on the deck, far side of the floor. We got a scrum with 3 or 4 bodies all around it, and that should be a tie-up. Possession arrow will stay here with Jackson Heights, so they do salvage that possession. 22 on the shot clock, 2:35 to go in the quarter. Jackson Heights once down 12-2 just a few minutes ago. Now trail 14-11, 3 consecutive threes made by Chesney Cochran. She's got 9 of the Jackson Heights 11 here in this first quarter. Right side of the floor, Ammon back up top, Cochran closed out quickly, good job that time by McKee. Now Streeter, a baseline drive, floater, no, but she is fouled, and she'll shoot 2. Check the Nemaha Central foul. And they get Meg Honeyman. Stops the clock at 2:20, 14-11, Nemaha Central. Here's Streeter at the line. A lefty trying to get on the board, and she makes the first free throw. First point tonight for sophomore Sabrina Streeter. Jackson Heights hits the free throws at 52% this season. Streeter herself at 59%. Trying to go 2 for 2, and she does so. Rattles 2 home. And a timeout called by Nemaha Central. Once down 12-2. It is a heavy run for Jackson Heights. They're within 14-13, another 30. We'll keep it right here.
I think if you're Jackson Heights and you're coming in after this timeout, you're going to get it to Chesney Cochran. I mean, she's hit 3 threes in a row. Nemaha Central, from this point, hasn't really blocked her out a lot. But I'm going to imagine that's the point that she's going to say.
Well, Chesney Cochran mentioning her, the kind of the senior leader along with Brent Shoup for this Jackson Heights team. And, you know, last season was one of their worst seasons in some time. They went 6-16. Of course, their next win will tie their win total from a year ago. But you look back at some of these great teams. I mean, they won back-to-back league titles in 20 and 21. Actually, the 21-22 seasons. They had a stretch where they won more than 30 consecutive league games in the Northeast Kansas League. The last two seasons have been a little rough. Trying to get back on track here. Out of the timeout, Nemaha Central by 1 with the ball. 2:12 to go first quarter. Here's Hermish on the left wing. Nice ball fake, driving in. Tough shot. Turned down a wide-open teammate in the corner, and it's cleared away by Jackson Heights. They have a chance to take the lead here on this possession. Down 1. Here's Mellies. Left side to Shoup. Works it back out of the circle. Now right side on the wing to Ammon. Ammon, 1 dribble left. Now Cochran up. Here is Streeter. Little ball fake. Closed out by Hermish. 15 on the shot clock, 1:45 to go in the quarter. Here is Shoup on a drive, bumped and fouled. 14 foul against NC. And this one on McKee, her first. That resets the shot clock, 1:42 to go in the quarter. Once down 12-2 just a few minutes ago. Jackson Heights back to within 14-13. Shoup for the lead, a right side three. It's long, Chasing it down in the corner is Nicole Ammon for a second chance opportunity. Resetting up top is Streeter. Angles left to the wing. Cochran, she'll fire. Not there this time. And it's cleared away by Nemaha Central's Emma Hermish. Cochran looking for a 4-3. Couldn't get that one to go. 14-13 Thunder. Under 120 to go here in this first. Up top with McKee. Puts it on the dribble once. Now Mackey up top. 2-3 zone here for Jackson Heights. Looking for Hermish on the block. And deflected out of bounds. Good defense by Ammon underneath. Bailey Snyder checking back in here for Nemaha Central, taking the spot of Emma Hermish. 109 to go, first quarter. Officials huddled up underneath. Not sure what the communication is there. Nemaha Central ball underneath. We're back to it. Here is McKee to throw it in. Trying to find someone in the corner. Gets it to Nordis along two and a high arcing. 16-footer is good. Caroline Nordis with four. Her first field goal tonight. 16-13 Thunder with a minute to go here in the first quarter. Once again, that pressure being ramped up by NC. Shoup trying to break that press. Gets into the front court right side. Here's Ammon up top. Hounded. Gets a pass inside. Turning and firing. Jennifer Melly's off balance for two on the right block. 16-15 Thunder. 42 seconds and counting in this first quarter. Nordis up top. Long pass into the corner. McKee. Three. It's good. I was about to say straight away it was a left corner triple, and McKee, her second three up top this game, gives her 16 made from behind the arc this season. And now Jackson Heights turning it over. 24 seconds to go in the quarter. 4-point Nemaha Central lead. Here's McKee on the wing left. Can play for the final shot. Haddon Hilchin saying, hey, let's back things out. No need to hurry here. 16th year leading this Nemaha Central girls program. Haddon Hilchin, a win tonight would give him 285 in his career. Final 6 seconds here for Nemaha Central. Mackey, they get it into the corner. McKee, wide open three at the buzzer. Bang! Kennedy McKee with her third first quarter triple. She's got nine and a nice spurt for Nemaha Central to close out a high scoring first quarter. Here at the Thunder Classic, opening round, the final quarterfinal here today. Host Nemaha Central leading Jackson Heights 22-15. Second quarter action coming your way next here on KNZA.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls quarterfinal here in Seneca, 12th Annual Thunder Classic. Host Nemaha Central leading Jackson Heights 22-15 as we go to the second quarter. Quick fire from the right corner. Off the miss, a backside rebound for Nemaha Central and Caroline Nordis in a reset. Nice dump down to Nordis. Shot up and good on the left block. The assist for Meg Honeyman. 6 points here in the first half for Nordis, and the lead just like that, an 8-0 run for Nemaha Central after Jackson Heights had chipped it to one late in that first quarter. Largest lead, though, for Nemaha Central was 10. They jumped out to a 12-2 lead in that first quarter. Right now they're back up 9. Here is Shoup, right side on the wing. Closed out quickly by Hermish. On the dribble on the right wing. Now bouncing it to the right block. Knocked away. McKee got a hand on it. A steal for Hermish. Turnover's an issue for Jackson Heights. Nemaha Central trying to get up the floor, and a travel's going to be called underneath against Meg Honeyman. Just three turnovers here in the first half for the Thunder. 7:07 to go, second quarter. 24-15 at Nemaha Central. McKee with 9, 7 from Hermish, 6 from Nordis. Cochran leading Jackson Heights with 9 and 3 threes. Speaking of Cochran, she has it on the dribble right wing, hands it off to Streeter, looking back for Cochran, drug that pivot foot, and that's going to be a travel. Well, 8 first quarter turnovers, and now 2 more here early in the second. So the Cobras, 10 turnovers here in the first half. Is not helping their cause. As Nemaha Central trying to build on a 9-point lead early portions of quarter number 2. Jackson Heights in a 3-2. Here's Snyder in the corner, skipping it back up top to Honeyman. Wants a dump down inside. Bounced around a little bit. Now Hermish gathering, fading away, left corner. It's no good. Rebound for Jackson Heights and Cochran, and she comes away with a travel, trying to find a teammate to get it off to, but nobody there.
Jackson Heights has a lot of offensive weapons that can do some damage to the Nemaha Central defense, but getting across half court against his press is still a struggle.
About 90 seconds into quarter number 2, 24-15, Nemaha Central. That dead ball, sides and bottom, check back in for the Cobras. Here's McKee, Honeyman, short corner left now with Nordis. Long pass back up top. As McKee finds Snyder, short corner right, skips it left wing. Honeyman will fire. That is long on a triple. And a backside rebound by Chesney Cochran. Her fourth rebound for Jackson Heights. Cochran into the front court, left side to shoot. Hesitates, now fires. Short arms a 3 from the left wing. Good box out and rebound there for Emma Hermish. Or that was Snyder, beg your pardon. And now she works it into the front court and is called for a carry. 4 turnovers now on Nemaha Central. Exactly 6 minutes to go in the first half. 24-15 is the Nemaha Central lead. Jackson Heights got down 12-2 quickly, got it back to within 1. Nemaha Central on a run of their own, going to the late portions of the first, here early portions of the second. Shoop on a drive, wild shot, trying to get her own rebound off the miss. Chased down in the corner by Caroline Nordis, and then a foul on Jackson Heights on the scramble. Lakota Bottom, who just came back in, just picked up her second foul. Jade Mackey, Liza Leager back in for Nemaha Central. Nordis and Honeyman will get breathers on the Nemaha Central bench. Back to the action, under 6 minutes to go until the half. Nemaha Central a 9-point lead and the ball. Hiawatha awaits the winner in the semifinals on Thursday. Right side, it's Snyder. Still his zone defense being applied by Jackson Heights. McKee to Snyder in the corner. Now Hermish a post touch, going to work. 1 dribble left, shot no, but a foul. Free throws coming for Emma Hermish. This will be the 6th and 7th free throw attempts here in the first half for the Thunder. And Chesney Cochran picks up her first. And team foul number 2. Here's Hermish at the line, 56% on the season. And she knocks in her first one here tonight and has 8 in the game. In Nemaha Central, they have been elite defensively this season, giving up just 32 points per game. Hermish cans the second. She goes 2 for 2. She has 9 in the game. Largest lead for Nemaha Central now at 11 at 26-15. You're 5:20 to go here in this second quarter of play. Thunder going man-to-man here. Here's Bottom, right side on the wing, trying to bounce one through traffic. Cochran trying to chase it down underneath, and it's last touch by Nemaha Central. Jackson Heights retaining the possession, 20 on the shot clock here. 5:09 left in quarter number 2. Here's Bottom to throw it in, right side of her own backboard. Trying to find Shoop in a high-arcing pass, high on the right wing. Mackey got a hand on that pass, and a scrum for it. Finally taken away by Nemaha Central. Kennedy McKee with a steal. 12 turnovers for Jackson Heights. 5 minutes to go in the half. Here is a deep three, well short, and a rebound for Jackson Heights. That one missed by McKee. Rebound for Cochran. A long pass up the floor to Shoop, far side. Nemaha Central settles back as Cochran works the dribble. Now, last possession, Thunder were in man. Now they're in a 2-3 zone. Now they have switched it back to a matchup zone here. So the Thunder really changing things up defensively. Here's a shot, good, and the foul. Bryn Shoop and one. Nice play underneath. That's her first points tonight. Makes it 26-17 and a chance for one more. First team foul on the Thunder here in the second quarter, and it's the second foul on Kennedy McKee. Here's Bryn Shoop at the line, 50% on the season, and that free throw is up and good. So she capitalizes on the 3-point play. Approaching the halfway point here of this second quarter, Thunder leading it by 8 over Jackson Heights. Here's Snyder in the corner, baseline drive, kicks it back to Leager, who drives in, might have got away with a walk. Her shot, no, rebound Cochran. 6 first half rebounds for Chesney Cochran, and Jackson Heights down 8 into the front court with Cochran from left to right. Thunder man-to-man here. Out the halfway point of this second quarter. It was 22-15, Thunder after one. Fading away, tough shot. It's Jennifer Melly. She's made two challenging buckets here in this first half, and it's down to six, 26-20, Thunder. 3:50 to go, second quarter. Snyder in the corner, has it, holding it high. One dribble left, back on the wing to McKee. Now a wing-to-wing pass near side, now skipping. Snyder in the corner, setting the feet for three. It's high off the heel, and in there underneath, Lakota Bottom fighting for that rebound, pulls it away for Jackson Heights. Trying to get some numbers up the floor quickly. Here's Shoup, baseline drive to the rack, shot good. Bren Shoup, five straight points, and another run being applied by the Cobras. It's 26-22. Thunder squandering a couple double-digit leads here in this first half. Here's Hermish at the right elbow, knocked away. She'll pull up anyway. She left it short and unable to get the rebound underneath for Jackson Heights. Is him aside. Thunder will salvage the possession. Both teams going to swap two on the substitution category, but a full timeout going to be called by Nemaha Central. We'll step aside as well. 3:08 to go, first half. Thunder 26, Cobras 22. It is the 12th annual Thunder Classic here in Seneca. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing support and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student-athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
That timeout on KNCA brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting alongside Paige Mueller, Kirk Kielman, Brandon Tadman. It's our final of three games here, a triple header on KNCA. Thunder Classic, Nemaha Central out of the timeout, trying to get a three straight away. It's Meg Honeyman from downtown. Good set out of the timeout. Thunder back up by seven, 29-22. Now south of 3 minutes to go here in quarter number two. Here's Shoup, front court, right side bounce pass to Melly. He's trying to go over the top, defended. Hermish got a hand on it a couple times, and a turnover again by Jackson Heights. Here's Meg Honeyman into the front court. They want a post touch. Nordis turning and finishing off the window. Beautifully done, and Madison Massey wants another timeout. 8 first half points for Caroline Nordis. It is a full. We'll step aside again. 2:36 to go, first half. Thunder extending. They lead at 31-22. We're back after this here on KNCA.
I hope it stays close.
Timeouts here on KNZA brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. So we've seen two timeouts called in less than a minute of game time. And after Nemaha Central took a full timeout, they score back-to-back buckets to extend a 4-point lead to a 9-point lead thanks to a three ball by Meg Honeyman and then a post touch for Caroline Nordis. So it's back to 9. We have seen Nemaha have multiple double-digit leads on the Cobras here in this first half, but both times the Cobras have fought back, but now we're on another Nemaha Central run, and they're ready to apply pressure in the full court out of the timeout with Jackson Heights down 9 with the ball, 2:36 to go, quarter number 2. Here's this full court pressure. Streeter, bump from behind, Cochran. Here's Melly's, and Streeter into the front court, left side on the wing. Cobras do a good job, and they break the press. Got to keep the possession, though. Here's Shoup up top. Started by Honeyman, 20 on the shot clock, 2:20 left in the quarter. Here's Streeter, left side on the wing. Wanted Ammon in the corner. It wasn't there. Back up top here to Shoup. Now a bounce pass here to Melly's. Back to the bucket, right elbow. Up top to Shoup. Bounce pass into the corner. as Streeter gets bumped around by Hermisch. Hermisch knocking Streeter to the floor. Her pass for Cochran inside, ripped away, and a steal for Bailey Snyder. Another turnover, Jackson Heights, under 2 minutes to go in the half. Thunder with the ball, leading by nine. Here's Honeyman, little jab fake, left wing. Now it works its way to the right wing, now with Mackey. Dribbling back top of the circle, now Honeyman again. Into the corner with Snyder. Looking inside, nothing there. Jackson Heights majority zone defense here in this first half. 11 seconds on the shot clock here for the Thunder. Honeyman, good touch pass. Snyder, open three, got the kind touch. Hit the rim four times and fell through for Bailey Snyder. Bailey Snyder with five. It's her seventh made three this season. 34-22. It's now a dozen for the lead, Nemaha Central. Nobody picked up Shoup. She got all the way to the rack, and she missed the shot, but she'll go to the line to shoot two. That'll bring back Kennedy McKee for the Thunder here in just a moment as Snyder picks up her second foul. Just the second team foul. Here's Brent Shoup at the line for two. First free throw is good. She got hobbled in that first quarter, but came back in pretty quickly. Got 6 points all in the second quarter. She's two for two at the line. 34-23 Thunder, 1:16 to go in the half. Shoup second, hits the rim, falls off, no. She goes one for two, rebound Caroline Nordis. Thunder into the front court quickly with Honeyman. Quickly on the block, it's Hermisch, turning and facing. One power dribble in, and she goes up strong and draws the foul. To the line, Emma Hermisch for two. Mellies will pick up the foul, her first, and team foul number three. 1:07 to go in the half, 34-23, Nemaha Central by 11. Free throws on deck here for junior Emma Hermisch. Leading scorer for the Thunder, over 13 a game. Her first free throw hits off the heel, no good. Nemaha Central 58% at the line as a team coming in. Hermisch at 56% on the season. Her second spins out, no good. Rebound for Jackson Heights and Jennifer Mellies. So it stays 11. 34-23 Thunder, a minute to go here in the first half. Here's Streeter, left side on the wing, gets it off to Cochran. They go under the screen. She fires a three. It's deep, but it's an air ball. And a rebound and pushing is Emma Hermisch. Still on the dribble, leaves her feet, dumps it to Nordis on the right side block, but Cochran rejects her at the rim. Cochran, great defense, pulls down a rebound, 40 seconds and counting in this first half, 34-23 Thunder. About a 9-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Here's Shoup on a drive, and they're going to say Shoup stepped out of bounds. It's going to be a Cobras turnover. That is 15 unofficial first half turnovers for Jackson Heights. 8 in the first, now 7 here in the second. So the shot clock is turned off. Thunder can play for the final shot. 34-23, they lead it by 11. It is Jade Mackey in between the rings. Under 20 seconds now, the casual right-handed dribble. Now going back to her left, back to her right. Jackson Heights showing no pressure. Mackey has it still. Now right side pass to Honeyman. 8 seconds to go. Honeyman, they get it to McKee, stepping back. 4 seconds, deep three, front rim no. Rebound for Jackson Heights, and that'll take us to the halftime break. Decent look by McKee, couldn't get it to go from the right wing. Final quarter, final matchup here in Seneca. It's the 12th annual Thunder Classic. And in the girls' bracket, host Nemaha Central leading Jackson Heights 34-23 at the halftime break. At our halftime show next, it is brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is Brian Green from Allstate. January is mayhem trying to pay for all of your holiday spending. If Christmas parties crashed your budget, your January resolution should be to call the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate better protect you at a lower cost. This January, skip the gym membership and make a resolution you can achieve. Save money by calling me at the Brian Green Agency and let Allstate's lower costs on home and auto insurance be your resolution win. Put yourself in the good hands of Allstate. Mine.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit BobSchwartzFinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our switch kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA, the Happy Entertainment. Certainly something here in Seneca tonight. Paige Mueller, Kirk Hillman, Brandon Tadman with you. It's our final game of the Triple Dip, the final quarterfinal game in this 12th annual Thunder Classic. Host Nemaha Central on the girls' side, leading Jackson to 34-23. At the halftime break, and our halftime coverage brought to you by Highland Community College. Well, both teams a little bit more consistent on the offensive end in the first quarter. Thunder closing strong in the 60 seconds of the first 8 minutes. 22-15, they led Jackson Heights by 7, and then adding to it, 12-8, their advantage. Nemaha Central in the second, 11-point halftime lead for Nemaha Central, by the way, looking for their 8th consecutive win on the season. Let's get you some numbers in the first half. We'll start with Nemaha Central. 9 points apiece from Kennedy McKee and Emma Hermish. They got 8 points from Caroline Nordis. They got 5 from Bailey Snyder and 3 as well from Meg Honeyman. For Jackson Heights, 3 threes and 9 points for Chesney Cochran. They got 6 on the second quarter from Bryn Shoup. They got 4 in the first half from Jennifer Mellies and then 2 apiece from Sabrina Streeter and Nicole Ammon. Turnovers were a big issue for Jackson Heights in that first half. They had 15 of those. Nemaha Central, they were very good in that department, just 4 for the Thunder in the first half. Jackson Heights actually out-rebounding NC 15-7. Cobras went 4 of 5 at the line in the first half. Thunder went 6 of 9. Thunder also knocked down 6 triples and 3 threes as well for Jackson Heights. 22-15 after 1, 34-23 at the half. Nemaha Central in front. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. We'll have more after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way. With help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs?
If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
During this holiday season, we at Foster Ford would like to give thanks to all of our customers. We take pride in serving you day to day, from oil changes to front end alignments and new and pre-owned sales to rental cars. Come see our friendly staff and let us help you out. You can check out all of our inventory online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Again, from all of us at Foster Ford and Holton, we would like to wish you a happy holiday season.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
At Community Healthcare System, great care is closer than you think. From primary care to specialty clinics, rehab therapy, senior care, and state-of-the-art hospital services, we're here for every stage of life. Our trusted teams in Centralia, Frankfort, Holton, Onega, St. Mary's, and Westmoreland provide expert care with a personal touch right here in your community. If you need labs, imaging, therapy, or same-day care, we've got you covered. Community Healthcare System, exceptional services, compassionate people, and care you can count on every single day.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime coverage continuing here, brought to you by Highland Community College. 12th annual Thunder Classic here at Nemaha Central High School. Our final game of the triple dip on KNCA. The host Thunder leading the Jackson Heights girls 34-23. Winner of this game gets Hiawatha in the semifinals on Thursday. The other semifinal will feature Rock Creek and Troy. And the boys' semifinals are set as well. Top of the bracket, St. Mary's against Hiawatha and Nemaha Central taking on Rock Creek. Second half coverage coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final game here tonight on KNZA. First coverage at the 12th annual Thunder Classic. Hiawatha girls awaiting the winner of Nemaha Central and Jackson Heights in the semifinals on a Thursday, which I would probably lock in some coverage on KNZA here back in Seneca. Well, the host Thunder leading Jackson Heights 34-23 as both teams back out on the floor, ready to rock and roll for quarter number three. Nemaha Central, 9 points apiece from Kennedy McKee and Emma Hermish. And Chesney Cochran, 9 points, leading Jackson Heights. Brent Shoup with six as well. from right to left now. First possession of the third quarter belongs to Jackson Heights. They get a touch for Ammon inside, and that's well done. Nicole Ammon, her second basket. She's got four. Good start to the quarter for Jackson Heights. They're down 34-25. Emaw Central, their first touch. Snyder reversing one, and she got a difficult layup to go. Seven now in the game for Bailey Snyder. 36-25 Thunder, 30 seconds into the third quarter. Brandon Tamman, Paige Mueller, Kirk Kilman with you on KNZA. Here's Ammon on a curl, got to the elbow, and then a bump and a foul away from the ball against Nemaha Central. And they get Hermish with her first and team foul number one. Cochran, 9 points to lead the Cobras. She got all nine on three threes about in a 60-second stretch, and not sure what Jennifer Melly saw there. She threw a wild shot up over the backboard on the inbounds catch, and it's quickly back to Nemaha Central, leading by 11. Well, Jackson Heights, again, they started this season 5-1, but they have lost five straight since. Nemaha Central started this season 2-3. They have rattled off seven straight wins since. Here's Snyder, open for three. It's an air ball. Might as well have passed because Norden's catching on the backside and laying it up and in for two. Baker's dozen now for Nemaha Central, 38-25, a minute plus into quarter number three. Surprising that Jackson Heights out-rebounded Nemaha Central in that first half. Here's Shoup around an Ammon screen, bumped by Hermish on the wing, and a foul on Emma. That is her second quickly here in the quarter. Team foul number two, near side. Emma sides to throw it in. One of the few seniors on this roster. Shoup up top with it. Man-to-man defense here by Nemaha Central with the fresh shot clock. Good over-the-top pass. Cochran missed the shot, defended well by Hermish. And then fighting for the rebound was Jade Mackey, and then a foul on Jackson Heights. And again, maybe a frustration foul there on Chesney Cochran. Got a great dime over the top on the block. Had a good look at the rack, just couldn't finish. Second foul on Chesney Cochran. Nemaha Central working into the front court. 90 seconds into the third quarter, leading by 13. Here's Mackey, Snyder in the corner. Now Hermish fading away. Nope, she tried to dump it down, and Nordis did not expect that one at all. It's taken away. And Shoup, a difficult left wing two from 15 is in there. Brent Shoup has eight, so that turnover leads to a two by Jackson Heights, and it's 38-27 Thunder. About 2 minutes into this third quarter. Here's Mackey. Now McKee the touch. Right wing backs it out into the corner with Hermish. Closed out by Ammon. Now short corner underneath looking for Nordis. Knocked away. Taken away by Chesney Cochran. Six turnovers now on the Thunder. Here's Shoup underneath from Cochran off balance. And she's bumped and fouled. She'll shoot two. Just good to see Shoup back on the floor. Again, she was hobbled in that first quarter. It didn't look all that great on the initial look, but came back in pretty quickly. Has played well since. Already three team fouls against the Thunder here in the third quarter. That one against Snyder, her third. Shoup 2-for-3 at the line tonight, and she can't knock down that one. Now 2-for-4. Here's Meg Honeyman back in for Nemaha Central, having to take the spot of Snyder with the three fouls. And Liza Leager checking back in as well, as Emma Hermish will get a breather for Nemaha Central. Thunder leading at 38-27, 5:48 to go third quarter. Shoup has one more free throw. It's on the way. That one's good. She goes 1-for-2. 9 points in the game for Bryn Shoup, and it's 38-28, Nemaha Central, 5:44 to go third quarter. Jackson Heights sitting back in a 3-2 zone. They get Nordis in the middle of it. Off-balance shot defended well by Mellies, but getting it off the deflection is Nordis. Second chance, a three on the way. It's off the heel, missed by Mackey, and a long rebound chased down by Shoup. She wants to push. Long pass taken away. It's intercepted. Looked like a DB in the backfield as Nordis took that one away. Another Jackson Heights turnover. Spinning, baseline left, now back into the corner with McKee. Gets by a defender, off-balance, tough shot. And a rebound off the air ball for Nicole Ammon and Jackson Heights. About 3 minutes into the third quarter, it's a Nemaha Central 10-point lead. Shoup, baseline drive. Oh, scoops it up with the right hand with English. 11 in the game for Bryn Shoup, all since the second quarter. And it's 38-30, closest Jackson Heights has been since the early portions of the second. And Haddon Hilton wants to call a timeout. It's a 30. So we'll keep it right here. Again, the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Alongside Paige Mueller, Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tadman with you. Well, again, our third game tonight on KNCA Page. We have seen both Hiawatha teams advance in this tournament. On the boys' side, you had a dominant win for the Red Hawks, avenging their only loss to Troy this season. And the Red Hawk girls undefeated as well at 12-0, taking care of business in their matchup against St. Mary's. And right now, as we mentioned, the Red Hawk girls, they await the winner of this one in the semifinals on Thursday.
Both Hiawatha teams looking to move on, but in this matchup tonight, Nemaha Central is doing a great job of really controlling most of this game, but Jackson Heights, they are scrappy. They got some girls who are really wanting to play and really wanting to win.
Well, again, Brent Shoup, Chesney Cochran just trying to will this Jackson Heights team. They have combined for 20 of the 30 Cobra points out of the quick 30. Back to it, Nemaha Central leading by 8 in the front court. Under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Here's Leaguer underneath, caught, gets it off to Nordis. Now a long two, nope, good ball fake. Mackey over to Honeyman now on the left wing. Back up top, McKee. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Nordis, free throw line, back to the bucket. Honeyman in the corner. Now going to work. Driving, shooting, and getting fouled. It's going to be on Melly. Got a little bit of the arm. It was late in the shot clock. So Melly picks up her second. Second team foul on the Cobras here in the quarter. And free throws coming here for Nemaha Central, and Honeyman knocks down the first. 4 points tonight for the sophomore, Meg Honeyman. That gives her a 13-for-20 mark at the free throw line this season, her second, and I think we get a lane violation here. And they're going to call it on Kennedy McKee for stepping over, so that free throw no good. Emma Hermish back in for the Thunder there, so ultimately Honeyman goes 1-for-2. 39-30, Thunder by 9, approaching the halfway point of this third quarter. Bringing back that full-court press is Nemaha Central. Shoup working around a double team near side, bouncing one inside to Ammon. A lot of traffic taken away by Nemaha Central. Turnover Cobras up the floor. Honeyman shot, no, it was well defended. But off the rebound, second chance is no good. And a third opportunity, Kennedy McKee with a couple of rebounds. Now a shot in the lane is off the heel. Four opportunities for the Thunder, and it's cleared away by Mellies. Still a 9-point game. In the corner, Cochran a deep one. No good. It just grazed backboard. And a rebound pulled in by Liza Leaguer. Here is Mackey into the front court. 9-point Thunder lead. Post-touch Hermish. Quick shot. Nearly got it off the window from the right block. Tipped out of bounds. And it's going back to Jackson Heights. So a quick one in possession there for the Thunder. Well, the Cobras just hanging around. 39-30 NC, 3:38 to go, third quarter. Ramping up that pressure, not a really good spot to be in. Cochran finally gets it up the floor here to Ammon. Little two-on-one, shoot from Ammon. Brent Shoup, 13 in the game. That was well played. Block to block, 39-32, Cobras down 7. Here's Mackey, here's Leaguer, Honeyman in the right corner. Mackey up top. Left elbow now, turning and facing is Hermish. Little swim through, diving, getting to the rack. No, but a foul. Nicely played from the left elbow, going to work. Emma Hermish, she will shoot two. And they get Chesney Cochran with her third. That is a foul on the monitor here with 3:09 to go in the third. Here's Hermish at the line. Her third trip to the line tonight, and this first one is good. 10 points for Emma Hermish. Physical guard, can play inside and out. Leading scorer for this Thunder team at north of 13 a game. Sabrina Streeter back in, replacing Ammon. A little bit smaller of a lineup now for Jackson Heights. 8-point Thunder lead. And the second by Hermish hits the rim short. No, tipped out of bounds and earning that possession back with the hustle. Bailey Snyder, it was last touch by Cochran. So the Thunder get a free throw and the possession. 3:09 to go in the third. Thunder by 8 at 40-32. Here's Leaguer getting it from the left elbow. One step in and a shot with the left hand up and good. Liza Leaguer, her first basket tonight, gives the Thunder a 10-point lead at 3 minutes to go in the quarter. And a foul on the floor. Diving in from the right wing was Jennifer Mellies. That foul on NC. And they get Mackey with her second. And team foul number 4. So the final 2:56, Cobras in the bonus. Jackson Heights, they still have one foul to give. Boy, tough pass. They were looking for Streeter, nobody home. And it's taken away by the Thunder. Hermes trying to find Leaguer. She can't handle the pass. And the Cobras come away with a steal. Mellies was cherry picking up the floor, but Mackey rejects it out of bounds.
That was a pretty block.
That was rejected with the right hand after Mellies thought she might have had a wide open layup. Cobras keep the possession. 2:44 left in the third quarter. 10-point Thunder lead. Jackson Heights about to throw it in, but Coach Hilchin wanted to get a sub in, and that is Kennedy McKee replacing Meg Honeyman. Now Cochran will throw it in underneath, right side of her own backboard. Cobras down 10, under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Took a little bit of time, but launching it near midcourt, chasing it down is Streeter, gets it off here to Emma Sides up top. Now Shoup going back up top to get it. Still plenty of time, 22 shot clock, 2:35 to go in the third quarter. Jackson Heights with the possession, and we get a whistle and a foul going against Liza Leaguer. And that's going to put Jackson Heights at the line. Maybe an unnecessary foul there for Leaguer. And free throws coming for Jackson Heights. Clock stopped at 2:31. This will be Mellies to shoot him. Mellies been good from the free throw line this season, 70%. 4 points, 3 rebounds in this game tonight. Our first one here is good. Subs in both ways. Lakota Bottom back in for the Cobras. Caroline Nordis back in for NC. 42-33. Nemaha Central in front by 9. Mellies has a second free throw. High arcing. It's up and in there. 6 points in the game for Mellies. 42-34. Cobras down 8. Under 2.5 minutes, clock moving south, third quarter. Long pass McKee from Snyder. Now Snyder gets it back in the right corner. Closed out by Streeter. Now McKee again. Snyder looking for Nordis. Fighting through traffic. Off-balance shot. Can't get it to go. Fighting for her own rebound underneath. Can't make that one. Still fighting for a third chance. Ball knocked away. And it's finally taken away by Jackson Heights. Boy, Nordis had a couple good looks. Here's Streeter, left wing drive, gets to the block. Her pass to the wing, tipped away by Hermish and a steal. Another turnover for Jackson Heights. Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Thunder leading by 8. Here's McKee, nice move to the right wing, and moves to the corner and knocks down a long 2. 11 for Kennedy McKee, and it's 44-34 Thunder at 1:40 to go in the third quarter. Boy, it just feels like the Cobras have just trailed by anywhere from 6 to 10, roughly the whole game, as Cochran went to work on the block. And she is hammered from behind, and she'll shoot 2. 90 seconds exactly to go in the quarter. That is the fourth on sophomore Bailey Snyder. That's going to quickly call up a sub here for NC, as Cochran is at the line to shoot a pair. Cochran looking for her first point since the first quarter, and she got that first one to go. She's got 10. Remember, Paige, she had 3 threes in a row in about a span of 2 minutes in that first quarter, but quiet since. Honeyman back in, Leaguer as well. McKee, Nordis, and Mackey also on the floor for NC. Second free throw is good. 2-for-2 trip there for Chesney Cochran. She's got 11. And Cochran is out. Another sub in for Jackson Heights. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Cobras down 8. It's 44-36. No pressure here by Jackson Heights. They sit back in that 2-3. Here's Mackey up top. Honeyman in the corner. That's far side. Now Mackey left wing. Back to Honeyman in the corner. Little hot potato. Now it finds its way right side here with McKee. Here's a dump down to Leaguer. Looking for another down pass. Ball lost. Picked up by Nordis. Back up top. McKee fires a 3. It is in there. Kennedy McKee off the deflection inside. Nordis the assist. Her 4th 3 tonight. Kennedy McKee. 47-36 Thunder at under a minute to go here in the third. 4 threes tonight. McKeisha now has 18 from behind the arc this season as Nemaha Central comes away with another steal picked off by Jade Mackey. 46 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's McKee on the right wing up top to Honeyman. Left elbow with Leaguer. One step in, one dribble in, one shot up, and 2 points are in. Liza Leaguer, 2 baskets here in the third quarter. She's got 4. Ties for the largest lead tonight for the Thunder at 49-36. Boy, there is maybe a half-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. Jackson Heights scrambling here in the corner, and they turn it over. A sloppy final 2 minutes here in the scoreboard to our left has gone off, but the right one is still on.
Magic.
So might be stopping the play, and there it is. Popped right back on.
So it wasn't magic.
Well, the shot clock should be turned off. There it goes. I guess we're getting a couple things divvied up here at the scorer's table, but a strong end to this third quarter for Nemaha Central. Not so much for Jackson Heights. Thunder can play for the final shot, leading by 13. 13 seconds to go. Dribbling in between the rings. Now working right is Mackey. Back up top to Honeyman. 6 seconds to work. Back to Mackey. She gets a good look for three. Front rim, no. Tipped out of bounds with 2 seconds to go, and it stays here with Nemaha Central. So maybe time for catch, one dribble, and shoot at most. 1.8 to be exact on the clock. McKee to throw it in. Lobs it into Leaguer, trying to go inside. She should have taken the shot. Instead, tried to make an extra pass. It was taken away by Jackson Heights, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. So Nemaha Central led it by 11 at halftime. They lead it by 13 going into the fourth quarter. Our girls' quarterfinal here in Seneca. 12th Annual Thunder Classic after 3. Nemaha Central 49, Jackson Heights 36. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final quarter underway here in Seneca, and right off the gate, an offensive foul by Nemaha Central. A legal screen was set. I believe that was Meg Honeyman. That'll be her second foul. And an early turnover by NC to begin the fourth quarter. But they lead Jackson Heights 49-36. First round, 12th Annual Thunder Classic. Hiawatha awaiting the winner in the semifinals on Thursday. And Jackson Heights will follow that NC turnover with a turnover of their own. If Jackson Heights fall in this game tonight, that's going to be a number they look at and try to improve upon. So the Thunder back into it. With Honeyman in the left corner. Now McKee high left. Honeyman again. Short corner left. Hermish inside. Had a good look on Cochran. Fading away. Tough shot. Good defense. Off the miss. Rebound and a foul going against Jackson Heights. And they get Emma Sides with the foul, her third. Both teams with a foul apiece early on in this fourth quarter. Thunder leading it by 13. Here's Honeyman in the right corner. Got by Shoup. Now bouncing one left corner, and that pass to the left corner hit the baseline and a turnover by the Thunder. Six turnovers in the second half. 10 in the game for Nemaha Central. About a minute into this fourth quarter. Jackson Heights are down 13. Here's Cochran working around the arc with the dribble. Now into the corner with Shoup. A little contested on the three, and she got it to go anyways. Big time shot by Bryn Shoup. She's got 16. It's a game high. And it's a 10-point Thunder lead at 49-39, 6:48 to go in the game. Here's Hermish up top, going to work, gets by Shoup, little sidestep, pretty off the window. Emma Hermish now with 12, and it's 51-39 Thunder, 6:35 to go in the game. Well, Jackson Heights, they can't afford to trade buckets. They need buckets and stops. Here's Cochran dribbling right wing, picks it up there, trying to find someone to get it off to, does so to Mellies. Now a lofty pass, tough look in there for Ammon, and it's taken away by Hermish, another turnover for Jackson Heights. 12-point Thunder lead, Hermish trying to add a deep three. It was on target but long, and that long rebound chased down by Meg Honeyman. Second chance here for the Thunder. Here's McKee, little head fake. Now Hermish up top again. Gets by Shoup to the rack, up, no, but a foul. Emma Hermish starting to take over here early on in the fourth quarter. She'll shoot two. Foul on Jennifer Lease, her third.
For Jackson Heights, they're going to have to be getting stops on defense, but also not fouling. As a team, Nemo Central shoots 58%, so they're good from the line.
A seventh free throw attempt of the game for Hermish as well, short. She's now 3 for 7. 12 points for Nemaha Central. Kennedy McKee has 14 to lead NC. Also in double figures, Caroline Nordis with 10. And she missed them both. Stays a 12-point game. 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. 51-39 is our score. Jackson Heights down that dozen with the ball, nearly turning it over. Honeyman nearly gathering a steal on the left wing and hounding the ball carrier inside. Ammon gets to work, left block, try to right side block pass, taken away, a steal for McKee. Third, fourth quarter turnover for Jackson Heights. Here's Mackey diving in, and it's going to be a blocking foul. Dove in from the left wing to the left block. There was contact, and Mellies now has four. Bailey Snyder checking back in, also two new bodies in for the Cobras. We'll see Sabrina Streeter and also Lakota Bottoms, as Mellies and Sides will take breathers for head coach Madison Massey. Thunder by 12 with the ball. 5:36 to go in the game. They get it to Mackey in the right side corner. Dribbles to the wing. Now curls in the paint all the way. Lefty shot. It was short. Fighting for the rebound. Cochran had it, and she's tied up quickly. Possession arrow is going to get it back to Jackson Heights. Like I said, Paige, Jackson Heights, they need stops. They need buckets. They can't afford to trade baskets here in the final 5.5 minutes. Down 12. Man-to-man defense for the Thunder. Shoop into the front court. Bouncing a pass right wing to Ammon. Now 35 feet away from the basket. Straight up top, Streeter going to work. Gets left elbow. Now bouncing it to Cochran on the block, who's backed out to the corner. She fires a three. It was on target but short. And a nice rebound corralled there by Caroline Nordis. Nemaha Central going to work. McKee, right side to left side block. Up, under, no. And missing underneath is Honeyman. And the rebound taken away by Chesney Cochran. And now bodies collide, and the ball's still on the floor, and Jackson Heights turning it over once again. That was a wild sequence. So we're still 51-39 Thunder. 4:44 to go in the game. And Haddon Hilton wants to call a timeout. Kind of stop that wild sequence. It's a full. We'll follow suit. 4:42 to go in the game. Nemaha Central 51, Jackson Heights 39. You're listening to coverage of the 12th annual Thunder Classic here on the MSG Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManicle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
I'm Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at Farmers State Bank. We offer both construction loans and land loans, and as far as the land goes, whether it's all trees or all crops, 3 acres or 100 acres or more, we have loans for all of it. Locking up your dream piece of land, getting pre-approved for your new build, or designing your new home. Let us show you what a small local lender can do that the larger banks cannot.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Timeout on KNZA brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We continue action in the fourth quarter. A quick rip, a long two, misfired by Hermish, but a second chance opportunity made Honeyman, bailing out her teammate with an offensive rebound. 4:28 to go in the game. Nemaha Central down low. Nordis missing another bunny. Fighting for her own rebound, and she's fouled on the second chance attempt. So the Thunder getting second chance opportunities here in the fourth quarter, trying to build on a 51-39 lead on Jackson Heights. Ammon picks up her first. That is the fourth team foul on Jackson Heights, so NC in the bonus the rest of the way. And the free throw by Nordis up and in. She's 3 for 3 at the line in this one. Has 11 points and 9 rebounds. Nice night for the 5'10 junior. Her second off the heel, that one no, and a rebound for Jackson Heights for Nicole Ammon. 13-point lead. It's the largest lead tied for it. In this game for the Thunder, we're approaching the halfway point in the fourth quarter. Now foul on McKee as Shoop was trying to work around a screen. McKee picks up her third. Team foul number two. Leaguer and Mackey checking back in for NC, replacing Nordis and Snyder. A little more guard-heavy lineup here for the Thunder on this run. Nicole Ammon near sideline to throw it in. 4:12 to go in the game. Cobra's got to work. They're down 13. Shoop on the dribble, waist high, angling, stopping on the right wing, picking it up there. Now Streeter bouncing it to Cochran up top. Cochran trying to go to work. Angles left. Now Streeter in the corner, backing right wing, or left wing three, I should say. It was on target and short. Ammon, the offensive rebound, though. She stuck it back up and in, and one. So Ammon's got six and a chance for one more. Meg Honeyman picks up her third. Team foul number three. So Ammon, 6 points, three rebounds. The 5'9 sophomore trying to cap a three. And that free throw is no good. She can't knock it down. 52-41. Nemaha Central by 11. We're under 4 minutes to go in the game. The run needs to happen now. They can't give up a McKee three. It was on target, but short from the left wing. Tipped out in the far corner, and it's going back to Jackson Heights, so they get a much-needed stop.
You can hear from Coach Massey that she's really wanting her girls to box out and rebound the ball and stop Nemaha Central on offense.
Cobra's down 11. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. They got to work. Here's Streeter left side on the wing. Knocked away into the backcourt. And it's picked up and being hounded at midcourt. Jade Mackey, but just a little too much with it. Mackey picks up her third and team foul number four. So the final 3:25, both teams are in the bonus. Or correction, no, that was NC's third team foul, so I take that back. So one foul to give for the Thunder. Sabrina Streeter to throw it in. 3:25 to go in the game. Jackson Heights with a fresh shot clock down 52-41. Hiawatha awaiting the winner in the Thursday semifinals. The other Thursday semifinal is Rock Creek and Troy. Now that possession is going to be paused with a timeout for Madison Massey and Jackson Heights. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Cobras with the possession, down 11. 3:14 to go in the game. You're listening to High School Hoops here on KNZA.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called Rate Lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jackson Heights out of the timeout with the basketball, trailing Nemaha Central 52-41, just north of 3 minutes to go in tonight's game. Final game in the girls' bracket, quarterfinals here at the 12th Annual Thunder Classic. Hiawatha awaiting the winner, and there's a hand check and a foul against NC. And this one is on Jade Mackey. That's going to be her fourth.
She is a really good defensive player and is all over pretty much everyone who has the ball on the court.
That does put Jackson Heights in the bonus, and the Cobras got to take advantage. Ammon's first free throw is no good. Exactly 3 minutes to go in this game. Thunder at home, on their home floor, should say, leading by 11. Ammon goes 0-2, and a rebound for Caroline Nordis, who now has a double-double tonight. So the Thunder with the lead and the ball, 52-41. Here's Honeyman in the corner. Now Nordis, they were looking for on the block. A lot of hands in there for Jackson Heights. They deflect it out of bounds. 21 on the shot clock, 2:46 on the game clock. Thunder led it 49-36 going into this final 8 minutes, and right now it's 11. Trying to find Nordis on the block. Instead, Mackey in the left corner. One dribble right, back up top to Honeyman. She'll angle right, go to the right wing, back up top to Mackey. 15 here on the shot clock. Of course, the Thunder with the 11-point lead, they can take advantage of lengthy possessions, and that's exactly what they're doing here. 6 seconds to go. Hermisch looking for Nordis. Inside the paint. Shot off the heel three, four times. It falls off. Fighting for the rebound. Should be a jump ball. I believe that is the case. And Nemaha Central gets it on the possession arrow and a fresh shot clock. Boy, that is a good possession in terms of just being able to waste clock and now get the ball back underneath with a fresh 35. 2:24 to go in the game. Thunder dump it in to Nordis up top. Now Mackey. Hermisch on the block, turning, fading, firing off the heel, and it gets the kind touch. Emma Hermisch now with 14 in the game. It is 54-41. Nemaha Central, 2:10 to go in the game. Jackson Heights running out of time. Here's Cochran up top. Been quiet since the first quarter. Now Streeter, right wing, works it back up top. You mentioned Mackey, great defense, man-to-man. Here's Shoup on a curl, 18 on the shot clock. Jackson Heights, they got to work. They're wasting too much time. Here's Cochran. She knows it. She fires a deep three. That one not there. And a rebound cleared away by Emma Hermisch. Thunder quickly up the floor. McKee transition. Three is on the way. It was a little bit strong. And a rebound for Jackson Heights. Cochran with it. 1:38 to go in the game. Thunder by 13. And Jackson Heights. That's been the story all night. They turn it over.
Miscommunication on offense there. And unfortunately, it's 1:33 left. The options are getting dimmed.
Well, both teams in the bonus. A little pause in the action. McKee's got to tie the shoelaces.
Another thing for Nemaha Central is their entire roster, they're so deep. They can pretty much pull anyone to play a good high level of offense.
Nemaha Central won 15 games last year. They went 8-2 in the Big East, and their loss in sub-state was to the ultimate state champions in Halstead. The Thunder 80 seconds away from winning their eighth consecutive game. Honeyman could be the dagger. And it hits the rim twice and falls off on a right wing three, fighting underneath, and it's knocked away and out of bounds. And McKee earning that possession back with a fresh shot clock. We're down to a minute 10, and time running real thin now for Jackson Heights. Throwing it in. Here's Hermisch going to work. Left elbow, one dribble in, one shot up, and two more on the board for Emma Hermisch. That's probably the dagger, 16. And it's now the largest lead for NC. Final minute of this game here tonight, 56-41. Here is Cochran, doubled, lost it, and last touched on the left wing by Nemaha Central. So we're down to 52 seconds to go. So we're going to get Nemaha Central and Hiawatha in a semifinal on Thursday. Get those times situated, and of course we'll have certainly coverage on Thursday right back here in Seneca with those semifinal contests. Here's Melly's, a free throw line jumper, no. Cochran the offensive rebound, though. Gets a shot up and in, and the foul. Chesney Cochran going to work, and one. But maybe too little too late. 42 seconds to go in the game. 56-43, the Thunder lead. So Cochran, one at the line. And she rattled it in there. Three-point play, 14, and a double-double tonight for Chesney Cochran. And Jordan Haverkamp, a senior checking in for Nemaha Central, appearing in her ninth game this season. 42 seconds to go in the game. Thunder by a baker's dozen. Get you our player of the game and our post-game show once we wrap up here and get you set for the matchups on Thursday, right back here in Seneca for the semifinals in the 12th annual Thunder Classic. Honeyman trapped in the corner, back up top, Haverkamp a touch, now McKee. Back to Haverkamp, a little wing-to-wing passing here. Still time on the shot clock, but ultimately NC running down the game clock, and a near three by Honeyman, and it's cleared away by Nicole Ammon. Final 15 seconds of this game. Here is Cochran, Thunder by 13. Here's Shoup up top. 9 seconds to go. Addison Massey still yelling at her team to try to get something going here. They were looking for Melly's inside, and story of the night, Paige, another turnover, I should say. Thunder can throw it in, run out the final 3 seconds, and that will do it. The semifinals now officially set here in the 12th annual Thunder Classic in Seneca. Nemaha Central advancing. They defeat Jackson Heights in our nightcap. Final score, 56-44. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cody, Ireland, with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs, we excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Are you tired of cooking? Need a place to unwind with great friends, cold drinks, and food that hits the spot? Then you gotta head down to Sidelines Bar and Grill. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy wings, fresh salads, and all of your favorite pub grub served up with a smile. Catch the game on our big screen. Challenge your buddies to some pool or just relax with a cold one after a long day. From game nights to just a great weeknight out, Sidelines is the place to go for good times and good company. Sidelines Bar and Grill, your spot for sports, food, and fun.
Hi, my name is Kristen Morey, and I am the office manager at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I have worked here for 13 years, and it is an extremely fun and rewarding place to work. What I love most about my job is being part of a team that is passionate about health and developing relationships with our patients. We want our patients to feel like family, and over time, that is exactly what they become. If you are looking for chiropractic care, we would love to meet you. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Hannah Reed, Assistant Vice President at the Farmer State Bank.
And I'm Rachel Sparr, CSR.
It's a new year, fresh starts, big goals, and the same old scammers trying new tricks.
Keep an eye out for early year scams.
This year, make a resolution to protect your wallet, your information, and your peace of mind.
A message from your local anti-scam squad at FSB.
Like and follow us on Facebook for more scam information.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the first completes here at the Thunder Classic. We had some great games and our triple header in the books. We got the semifinals set for Thursday. We'll break it all down in a moment alongside Paige Mueller, Kirk Hillman in studio, Brandon Tabman with you. But we got to go over our final game here as Nemaha Central defeating Jackson Heights 56-44. Not a lot of scoring in the fourth quarter, but Paige, it just felt like pretty much the entire way, once we got to about that halfway point of that second quarter, Nemaha had a 11-point lead at the half. They just kept it from about 7 to 12. Jackson Heights, at times, felt like they might have had a little momentum, but when you have more turnovers than rebounds, that is not going to be the recipe for success, and that ultimately did Jackson Heights in, as Nemaha Central, their 8th consecutive win, as they improve to 10-3 on the season. They get undefeated Hiawatha in the semifinals on Thursday afternoon. Jackson Heights will move to the consolation side. They'll get St. Mary's on Thursday night. Well, let's get you the numbers. We are due for another break here in the post game, so we'll take care of Kirk Kilman in a moment, like we usually do on KNZA. So let's go to our totals. And for Nemaha Central, Emma Hermish with three in double figures leading the way. She had 16 points and three rebounds. A double-double for Caroline Nordis with 11 points and 10 boards. And Kennedy McKee, 14 points and four threes in the contest as well. Bailey Snyder with 7 points for Nemaha Central, and then four apiece from Liza Leager and Meg Honeyman. For Jackson Heights, they had 16 points from Bryn Shoup. They had 14 points, 11 rebounds, a double-double from Chesney Cochran. Outside of that, six apiece from Nicole Ammon and Jennifer Mellies, and 2 points in the book for sophomore Sabrina Streeter. Mentioned the turnovers, 27 of them in the game for Jackson Heights to 24 rebounds. Cobras went 10 of 15 at the line and then knocked down four threes. Nemaha Central, they took care of the ball. Just 10 turnovers tonight, 21 rebounds. They were 9 of 16 at the line, and the Thunder knocking down 7 from behind the arc in this one. Another post-game timeout. We'll get you our player of the game, wrap things up, and get you set for Thursday right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kellerman Insurance is proud to be celebrating 60 years in business. We understand that insurance may not be the most exciting thing to pay for, but it's important to have a safety net in case of unexpected events. It's comforting to know that you have an agency that can guide you through the process and empathize with your situation when the time comes that you need to use it. With the changes happening in the insurance industry, now is the most important time to be with an independent agency that has many companies and options to offer. Give us a call or stop by. We would love to chat. You can also check us out online at KellermanInsurance.com.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well, offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto, as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See your local shelter agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Courtney Boswell in Holton.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here one final time. We're wrapping things up here in Seneca. Again, the first day of the 12th annual Thunder Classic, our triple header. Had three winners, of course, and we got semifinal games set for Thursday here right back at Nemaha Central High School. Again, our final in the late game, NC Girls defeating Jackson Heights 56-44. Paige, we've got to get a quick player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So you look at Nemaha again, pretty balanced, three in double figures. Kennedy McKee with 14, Emma Hermish leading the way with 16, double-double for Caroline Nordis, 11 points, 10 rebounds.
I think that's a pretty good pick.
What, Caroline?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked her post-play. I thought she was just kind of a menace inside, and she came in averaging just north of 5 points, four rebounds a game, so she comes away with a big double-double, also 3-for-3 at the line, scoring in every single quarter, so I'm good with it. Good night, Caroline Nordis, our player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. All right, so we got some things to work out on KNZA. We'll get the broadcast schedule figured out for Thursday. In terms of the semifinals here back in Seneca, so the order is as follows. So the first girls semifinal at 3:15 on Thursday, that'll be Rock Creek and Troy. It'll be followed by the first boys semifinal at 4:45 roughly, with St. Mary's taking on Hiawatha. We'll switch back to the second girls semifinal around 6:15 with Hiawatha and Nemaha Central. And then the Nemaha Central boys in the late game, 7:45 against 4A number 1, and undefeated Rock Creek. So that is the semifinal set for Thursday. Just a quick look, consolation side, the matchups there. Holton against Marysville and St. Mary's Jackson Heights on the girls' side. Consolation boys games Thursday will be Marysville against Troy and Campus taking on Jackson Heights. So that's going to do it for us here tonight. Again, stay locked in, msesports.net. And throughout the next day or two, we'll get everything figured out as far as what we're going to be doing here over the next couple of days as midseason tournaments continue to churn out. So again, thanks for everyone tuning in tonight. Kurt Kilman, everyone for the Hiawatha Channel, Paige, I'm Brandon. We'll talk to you Thursday. Right back here in Seneca, you're on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated in-house therapy rehab department that knows the importance of therapy. Our services include physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Life Care Center of Seneca collaborates with your medical team to continue the progress established for your personalized goals. We are available for short-term or long-term therapy services. Please come by and look at our success stories or check us out on Facebook. I'm Mary Pennington, occupational therapist. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shy. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Every new year, we're surrounded by weight loss promises, fad diets, miracle shakes, and quick fixes that rarely last. At Holton Community Hospital, we believe obesity is a disease and it deserves real medical care. Our weight management program treats the root causes of obesity, genetic, environmental, and behavioral. No gimmicks, just personalized, medically guided care. Visit holtonhospital.com/weightlossmanagement. Holton Community Hospital, personalized care, hometown heart.
Hey, Nemaha Central and Centralia Panther fans. Want to show your school spirit and support your school? First Heritage Bank has the answer with our school spirit debit cards. With every swipe of your custom NC Thunder or Centralia Panther debit card, First Heritage Bank will donate a portion of the transaction back to your chosen school. The more you use your school spirit debit card, the more support for school programs, sports, and students. Stop by any First Heritage Bank location or give us a call to find out more information and to get your custom card. Show your spirit and support our local schools. Member FDIC.
NVCH is proud to have Dr. Thompson in our outpatient clinic. Dr. Thompson is an ophthalmologist who specializes in cataracts. A cataract is a clouding of the lens in the eye that affects the vision. More than half of all Americans will have cataracts by the age of 80, and surgery is the only way to remove a cataract. If you believe that you have cataracts or other eye issues you need to see a specialist for, ask your local physician or optometrist to see Dr. Thompson at NVCH. We're people you know, care you trust.
The Pines of Fulton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Fulton family. At the Pines of Fulton, it's our family caring for yours.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Albemarle Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.